The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
And good evening from Garraway, the boys' season opener. As Garraway takes on this West Holmes Knights team, we'll be speaking with both head coaches on the pregame show on WKLM.
Get luxury for every home with Montana Forge Hardware and MRV Siding Supply. Montana Forge provides custom luxury for every home and is one of the most affordable luxury brands in the industry. With solid Forge brass designer hardware manufactured to the highest standards. Don't forget about beautiful Montana Forge bath hardware available in all Montana Forge finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
MEB Systems, area's flat roof specialist. MEB Systems also offers retrofit solutions for low-slope metal roofs. MEB Systems counts it as a privilege to serve our community and beyond with the highest level of customer service and top-notch workmanship. Let them not only learn your business, but also your trust. When it comes to your roof, trust your local experts who believe if it's a job worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
When shopping for insurance, you want to know that you aren't just another customer and that your agent cares about the local community. At Hobrins Insurance Service, we've been serving our community one person at a time for more than 30 years. To make sure our customers' auto, home, farm, or business is protected by a quality insurance company. That's why we've partnered with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group to protect what matters most to you. Give us a call at 800-340-3767. We can recommend the best coverages from the best companies like Ohio Mutual.
Pomeroy Hospital Auxiliary's 15th Annual Christmas Festival is taking place at the Berlin Grand Hotel in downtown Berlin on Friday, December 6th from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturday, December 7th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Admission is $5 per person, with children 14 and under free. Prepare to be enchanted by a stunning array of over 100 beautifully decorated Christmas trees, wreaths, centerpieces, displays, and small furniture pieces, all available for purchase. All proceeds from the festival will directly benefit Pomeroy Hospital's mission of caring for our community's health, patient care equipment and facility improvements that serve our community. Plan to attend Pomeroy Hospital Auxiliary's Christmas Festival on December 6th and 7th at the Berlin Grand Hotel.
Before the Tip is brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
Alongside West Holmes Knights head basketball coach Ben Bell in his second year as the hell here at the West Holmes basketball program. And Ben, we talked about earlier in the week with the boys basketball season preview here. A lot of sophomores and juniors in the starting lineup here for this basketball team. One of the biggest things you try to focus on this week kind of leading up to your first basketball game?
Really our thing is that we want to simplify it a lot. We want those guys to understand the fundamentals of basketball and go out and play in a fundamental way. So we're not out here trying to run anything crazy or do anything crazy defensively. We're trying to just, you know, get really good at the fundamental, the man-to-man defense, the motion offense. Of course, we have a few sets in, of course, but for specialty type situations. But we're trying to simplify the game, not, you know, I always talk about paralysis by analysis. That's what we're trying to avoid. So we just want those guys to go out and compete, understand that, you know, they're in a unique situation, but we expect them to compete, and we're trying to win every game, so that's what we expect from them.
You can't teach size. You got that certainly with Manny Camacho, 6'7", comes in here. Hell, the nicest that they have a guy that has that size that can at least occupy inside like he can.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great asset to us. I mean, I think I mentioned in the preview that, you know, when we scrimmaged without him before we got him back after the football season was over, there were a few rebounds we just weren't getting. And now he cleans up a lot of that. He alters shots at the rim, even if he doesn't block them. He's a big asset to us. So that's pretty awesome. And then, you know, some of those younger guys, too, I mean, they're not necessarily huge, but they've got some length to them, and that's really been it's been different from some of the other teams that I've coached.
Both up the road with the Scaraway team. Any idea what to expect for this Pirates team tonight?
Yeah, I mean, they kind of, I was even just talking to Coach a little bit ago. They kind of just are in the same boat as us. They had some guys get back late from football and that type of stuff. And they're going to run motion offense. They're going to play man defense. And they're kind of a team always that, you know what they're going to do, but they're just going to try to do it better. And so they're going to be fundamentally sound. They've got some size also, and they've got some big physical kids. So it'll be a good challenge for us to see how we match up to that.
And anything else you're looking for from our team tonight?
Like I say, the biggest thing for us, you know, we got it on the back of our shirts here, is that pressure is a privilege. And, you know, we've spent a lot of time talking about the fact that how grateful we are that, you know, by the time this game comes around here in a little over an hour or so, you know, how special it is to have something to play for, something, you know, to feel those butterflies, to feel those nerves, and to have something matter to you. So we're looking at every chance to compete as, like I say, a privilege, and we're going to try to approach things the right way, and we'll let the chips fall where they may.
All right, Ben, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
That's the voice of West Tulsa basketball coach, Ben Beldo.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
Slide ninth year head basketball coach for the Gary Pirates. That is Terry Rao, getting set for this new basketball season. Terry, and as always, some new faces here, or at least guys stepping into some larger roles this year. Talk about your group here. What do you think, kind of group you think you have going into the season?
We got 10 varsity guys right now at full time. Five seniors, five juniors. Many of them are going to be getting their first big minutes on a varsity game tonight. So it's going to be interesting to see how they develop and grow throughout the season. Of course, we got a couple guys back from last year. Blaine Raber, the only starter back from last year's team. And then Bronson Speedy and Bennett Wallach and Brady Geibel off the bench. They're going to start with us. We're going to go with another senior also tonight. They've got five juniors, I thought, for the most part, had a decent summer. A few of the guys battled some injuries. So we got three guys, 6'2 or over, and then two nice guards. So first game, let's go play.
You mentioned Blaine Raber. How valuable is, especially with some experience, to have a guy like that, as a talented player like Blaine, now a senior year here, to kind of lean on him a little bit early on?
Yeah, he'll be a four-year letter winner for us. This is his fourth year of varsity basketball. You know, not only is our only starter back, he's also our leading scorer. He can do so many things in the court, offensively, passing, shooting, praying for other people. So we hope that he's on his game tonight. And we know that pretty much every night the other team's going to be keying on him probably. So we need other guys to step up and make plays too on offense.
Open up with this West Tulsa team. What are you expecting to see for the Knights?
I think they're very, very long. So we're going to be short in a couple spots. They might be young, but they're very athletic. So, I never get too concerned with what grade they are. I look at them as a varsity player. If you're wearing a varsity uniform, you're a varsity player. So they definitely have skill. I think they're going to surprise a lot of people with their players this year.
Mentioned your ninth year, Terry, as the head basketball coach. As we talked about, every year is a little bit different as far as the players are concerned. The same token here, you think it helps interest guys kind of know what the program is. They know what the standard is. They know what's expected here, at least one in every single season.
Yeah, we always say that from year to year, we might change how we play a little bit based on our skill level, but the fundamentals remain the same. We're going to be a good passing team. We're going to be a good ball handling team, be able to shoot the basketball. Hopefully we can do that a little bit better than last year's team as far as shooting the ball from the outside. But as always, it doesn't matter what group we have. Our goal is to be playing our best basketball in the season. So this is building our foundation here in December, and hopefully just get better here on out.
Terry, thanks for your time.
All right, thank you, Matt.
That's the voice of Gary Pirates head basketball coach, Terry Rao.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB Advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Bowman & Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church, others are coaching youth, and some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric, always here for their members, always here for their community.
Melway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for Holmes and surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Melway Paving at 330-279-9000. Melway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester. Or online at HummelGRP.com.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
Check out this building and business for sale at 180 West Front Street in Kilbuck. Listed by Coffin Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $400,000. Operating as a convenience store for 50 years, this building is a two-story historic brick building with the majority of the main floor as a convenience store. That includes liquor, tobacco, wine, and lottery license all in with the sale. All coolers, inventory, and items are also included. The second story and a portion of the main floor is unused. For more information, or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Nolan Mackey at 330-231-0028 or check it out at CoffmanRealty.com. Tonight's University Contest, West Holmes defeated Garaway by the score of 52-45. Good evening once again, everyone. I'm Matt Croy. A season ago for West Holmes. For the night, of course, taking on Garaway. Of course, for the two teams, West Holmes in the Division II tournament trail. The Knights would fall in the tournament trail as they would go down as the number 20 seed in the East 1 District. They would go down in the sectional final to the top seed, Maysville, 79-51. On the other side, it was for Garaway. They were in Division III in the East
District. And for Garaway, they would advance for them to the sectional final. They would fall to the number four seed Union Local by the score of 53-49. Garaway was a seven seed. Again, lost by 4 points to Union Local in that sectional final from a season ago. Stay tuned. We'll have more to come on the pregame show after this on WKLM.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
Black Friday appliance savings are happening now through December 4th at Keim Mount Hope Hardware and Keim Home Center in Charm. Choose from a wide selection of gas and electric appliances, from top brand refrigerators and ranges to dishwashers and complete laundry solutions. You can shop with confidence knowing the Keim appliance team services what we sell. Don't miss Black Friday savings on appliances at both Keim Mount Hope Hardware and Keim Home Center in Charm, now through December 4th.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
Give the gift that provides peace of mind, protection, and security for your home and loved ones this holiday season by installing a Generac Home Standby Generator. Whether it's for your home, your parents, or your children, contact Millersburg Electric today for a free on-site evaluation. And have the Generac Standby Generator providing 24/7 automatic power protection against possible severe winter storms and ice. Contact Millersburg Electric, Ohio's premier Generac generator dealer, or visit MillersburgElectric.com.
When you work the land, you know out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
When you're thinking of an old-fashioned smokehouse flavor, think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon, and the old-fashioned smokehouse uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is 1/4 mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
Elsewhere in area boys basketball tonight, Wayndale is at Dover, while Triway visits Manchester. TCC playing host to Lavendale. Central Christian's at Ribbon. Riverview playing host to New Philadelphia. Galleons at Madison. Worcester playing host to Wadsworth. Cambridge is at Indian Valley. Claymont is at Fearless, while Sandy Valley is playing host to Canton South. John Glenn is at Tuskegee Valley. East Canton is at Minerva. Downton travels to Malvern, while Strasburg is at Orville, and TCC is playing host to Lattonville. In area girls basketball, Danville's at MacGillion tonight, Central Christian's at Ripman, and Mansfield Senior is playing host to Mansfield Christian. We'll get some thoughts from Jake Seidel coming up next on the pregame show on WKLM. Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community. Stop by Rody's IGA Marketplace throughout the holiday season. They are your local holiday baking supply headquarters, from flour to sugar to their big nut display for candy making and desserts. Plus, don't forget about their custom-made holiday fruit baskets, gift baskets, party trays, and cheese trays for companies or individuals.
They even offer gift cards. Whatever your needs are this holiday season, stop by Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg. Transform your home with the timeless beauty of cedar without the hassle. MRV Siding Supply. With maintenance-free ShamClap shiplap siding. Whether it's for porch ceilings, siding, or shutters, their ShamClap shiplap siding offers the latest designs that everyone is talking about. Get the look of cedar and elevate your home with ShamClap shiplap siding today. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Are pests taking over your home and causing you distress? Don't let these unwanted guests disrupt your life. Call the experts at Holmes Pest Control today. They are experienced professionals that will quickly and safely rid your home of pests from bed bugs and ants to spiders and rodents. They use the latest techniques and environmentally friendly products to ensure your home is pest-free and safe for your family and pets. Don't wait until the problem gets out of control. Call Holmes Pest Control today at 330-674-9094. Take back control of your home. Remember, a pest-free home is a happy home.
Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 359-5421 or in Berlin at 674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center in Winesburg and Berlin.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Holmes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
West Holmes on the road in the season opener. Take on this Garaway Pirates team. Matt Coy alongside Jake Saddle for tonight's broadcast. And really, both teams kind of in a similar boat here in terms of just a lot of guys kind of stepping into the larger roles here to start off this season.
Yeah, you take a look. Manny Camacho, we knew what he could do last year for West Holmes, but now he's really the lone big threat in here for the Knights this year. At least right now, they have him listed at 6'7". But then you take a look, Nate Sprang, a sophomore. He played some varsity minutes last season. Cooper Maltrich, also a sophomore coming in. But we know both those guys can play. And I think it was Cooper Maltrich who, in a JV game last year, hit a shot from three-quarters court. I might be wrong on that one, but I believe it was him. But then you look at over at Garaway, they've lost some guys, but Jackson Garber, Ronson Speedy, Blaine Raver, and Brady Geibel, all big guys on their football team, so you know they're in shape. You know, basketball shape compared to football shape is a little bit different, but we're going to see some guys doing things just a little bit different than we did a year ago.
For West Holmes, starting a lot of sophomores here, along with the junior Manny Camacho. But one thing, nice luxury, we talked about with Ben Bellin, having a 6'7 junior Manny Camacho inside, and a nice luxury to have.
Well, especially in high school, anytime you get a guy that's over 6'5 or in between like that 6'5 and 7-footer range, you have an advantage on the rebounding size. Put that together with Manny, who he's always been tall. He's taller this year, and he's filled out. He's got a lot to move around with inside, and that can make it hard, especially when you look at Garaway. I'm not sure they got really anyone over 6'4".
Certainly a size advantage for Manny Camacho for most teams, and certainly tonight against Garaway. I think for Garaway, the advantage is, yeah, inexperience also, but he had probably more guys that had varsity experience last year, and certainly a guy like Wayne Raber, an outstanding senior here for this Garaway team. That's a guy that certainly the Pirates are going to lean on quite a bit throughout the year.
Yeah, he's going to be that guy that's going to have to move the ball around, but you have to partner him with Bronson Speedy, who you saw play a lot of varsity minutes last year, and Brady Geibel, who's really going to be a threat inside for the Pirates this year. Those three guys had a really good connection a season ago here in this gym, and I think they are really hoping to just bring that back and just get that teamwork moving this year. But both these teams, it'll be interesting to see deep football runs. They both ended up falling out of the playoffs in the same week. But this Garaway team had a few more players on that football roster than Wes Holmes did, so I'm want to know what conditioning is going to be like for this game.
Well, that's where, you know, Garaway has 14 guys that are dressing on the varsity level, and Kerry Rao talked about, we're going to play a lot of guys here, so expect to see a lot of guys on the court that they're going to get. Now, they're really just not just from a leg standpoint, we're also going to see what guy's going to step up to take over that rotation.
And that's huge in a game like this, especially early in the season. You've had a lot of guys playing football that might not be ready for this, or as ready as you would want them to be, but when you've got 14 guys on your bench, which is almost unheard of in high school basketball today, you can plug and play, find combinations that work now, or something like, I see a spark there. We're going to work on that in practice. We're going to work on that in games, and that can turn into a big weapon late in the season when you're battling for playoff seeding.
And for West Holmes, I think it's about kind of looking to see what guys can that you can lean on to handle the pressure, handle the basketball, which guys are going to be able to put the ball in the hole here. Garaway has at least a guy like that in Blaine Raber. They know that for sure. West Holmes needs to, well, it was a Nate Spring. Is it going to be Cooper Baldrige? Zane Kinsley, a collective of the guys. They're still trying to figure that part out.
That's going to be hard here, eventually, especially in the beginning of the season. Like we said, four sophomores in the starting lineup, and there's not a senior on this West Holmes team this year. They're going to need to figure out, one, who's shooting, but two, outside of Manny Camacho, who you would think as a junior would be the de facto leader, who's going to be that floor general that's going to be setting up plays at the top of the arc, moving guys around and kind of working through him to get other guys open.
We'll see what happens. Should be fun tonight. West Holmes taking on Garaway. Jake Seidel will be back around with tonight's starting lineups and also the national anthem after this on WKLM.
MEB Systems, a name that has been around since 1977. It is the area's flat roof specialist. Their mission statement is, serve our team, customers, and community by offering exceptional and innovative flat roofing services, all for the glory of God. MEB Systems has the experience to handle anything from scheduled maintenance to roofing multi-acre facilities protecting valuable equipment and merchandise. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provia Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provia Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
Huddle up, business owners. When it's about the safety and security of your business, Wayne Door is your playbook for success. Score big with Wayne Door. From access control systems to camera installations and gate operators, they're in the business of keeping your turf locked down. Wayne Door offers unbeatable sales support, seamless installation, and game-changing service. Visit them at WayneDoor.com and let them help safeguard your business. Wayne Door, the people you can trust since 1973.
West Holmes will be playing their next game on Friday, a game at Lexington, while Garaway, they'll play a game on Friday, a home game against Malvern.
So we're going to have to skip looking at the video board. welcome our officials for tonight's game.
And also taking a look on Wednesday, girls basketball, Chippewa's at Highland here on WKLM. It'll be on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Friday, boys basketball. Again on the radio, the internet, Dover's at Highland. Saturday, two games, both girls' games. In the afternoon, Highland's at Indian Valley. And Saturday night, it'll be Wayneville at West Holmes. Both those games will be video live streamed on YouTube, but also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Tonight's national anthem brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services of Millersburg. And tonight's national anthem brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services of Millersburg. And tonight's starting line is brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body, located on the north side of Millersburg. If your car is damaged, the best place to get it back in the game is at Finish Line Auto Body. Now for tonight's starting lineups, here's Jake Seidel.
Well, thank you very much, Matt. We'll start with the visitors on the scoreboard tonight, the West Holmes Knights, led by second-year head coach Ben Belden. They'll line up like this. A 6'2 sophomore wing wearing number one, Nate Sprang. A 6'1 sophomore guard wearing number two, Cooper Maltrich. A 5'10 sophomore guard wearing number three, Zane Kinsey. A 6'1 sophomore wing wearing number five, Billy Patton. And a 6'7 junior forward wearing number 31, Manny Camacho. On the other side for the Garaway Pirates and head coach Terry Rao in his ninth season, they'll line up like this. It'll be a 5'7 junior guard wearing number two, Bennett Wallach. A 6'1 senior guard wearing number 5, Blaine Raver. A 6'2 senior forward wearing number 12, Bronson Speedy. A 6'4 senior post wearing number 15, Brady Geibel. And a 6'4 senior forward wearing number 23, Chet Troyer.
And tonight's starting line is brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body. They have experts in collision repair and paint jobs. They'll have your car looking brand new. They'll even pay up to $500 of your insurance deductible. Give Brooks a call, 674-1483. McRoy alongside Jake Seidel for tonight's broadcast. Blaisdon Mullins back at WKLM Sports Central. Glad to have you with us on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. We're also video live streaming tonight's contest on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxon Communication team of Aiden Garbrandt, who's producing tonight's live stream coverage, and also Owen Garbrandt working the cameras. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio for tonight's live stream coverage. For Garaway jumping tonight, that is going to be Brady Geibel, a 6'4 senior. And for West Holmes, Manny Camacho is a 6'7 junior. There's the whistle. Here was the toss. It'll be won by Garaway going from right to left, wearing their white jerseys, white shorts, blue numerals. And for West Holmes, red jerseys and red shorts, white numerals in blue trim. Pass goes down top, received now by Bennett Wallach. Wallach with for the Pirates. Pass to his right side. Now Raver has it out top. Pass inside. Grab now by Geibel. His shot no good. Rebound to the floor. Grab by Geibel. Put back no good. Rebound finally grabbed by Manny Camacho, who also caused that misdirected shot. West Holmes ball across the midcourt line. Here's Cooper Maltrich with it at the top of the key. His pass high on the right side to Zane Kinsey. Lobs it left of the foul circle. Now to Manny Camacho on the right side. Goes to Kinsey. Dumps it inside the right block. Deflected out top and stolen away. Garaway basketball across the midcourt line. On the right wing, here's Bronson Speedy. Drive, lane, late by Stevie. Up in the air, going to be no good, but he was fouled by Manny Camacho. Now Speedy goes to the foul line after that foul on Camacho.
Camacho just kind of came down with the hammer trying to get that blocked shot. Had the contact to keep him from being able to make the shot, but then just a little too much as he comes through, trying to follow through and make sure there's no chance for a pass or a second chance.
So at the foul line, indeed, will be Bronson Speedy, 6'2", junior forward, stepping to the charity stripe, trying to break the scoreless tie. Free throw up in the air, going to be knocked down. Indeed, he does. 1-0 in favor of the Pirates. Stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you by MRV Siding Supply. Second free throw also good by Speedy. 2-0 Pirates. And now West Holmes has the basketball across the midcourt line. Here's Zane Kinsey. Dribbles it high on the right side. Kinsey out top, travels it now high on the left side over to Nate Sprang. There's a stripped away, the steal by Speedy. Speedy in transition to the bucket. His layup going to be off the glass. No good, but a foul from behind on Nate Sprang after the turnover. And Speedy back to the charity stripe.
Yeah, just a little late on that one. He gave up the ball, tried to go and track down his mistake, but it's going to put Speedy right back at the charity stripe. And he's a great shooter for the Pirates.
Free throw up going to be knocked down as well. So now 3-for-3 for the foul line. And a 3-0 start in favor of the Pirates. 1 minute into the contest. McCoy alongside Jake Seidel for the broadcast. That free throw up in the air going to be knocked down as well. 4-0 Garaway. And now the Knights have it. Here's Zane Kinsey across the midcourt line. Has it left point. Dribbles the top of the key. Lobs the pass right wing Cooper Maltrich. Maltrich loves it high on the left. Goes to Nate Sprang. Dribbles into the corner. Shot by Sprang up in the air. Going to be off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound corralled by Brady Geibel. Pirates basketball to the front court now. Inside. Goes through the hands of Geibel. Grabbed inside now. Back over to Raber. Raber's three-pointers up in the air. Going to be knocked down. Playing Raber from deep. And now 7-0 Pirates advantage.
If you leave Raber that wide open from the three-point arc, you're going to regret it about 90% of the time.
Here's Mulcher's pass. Right point received now to my Billy Patton. Back in the right wing to Nate Sprang. Sprang dribbles the top of the key. Sprang, three-pointer goes up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound corralled inside by Raber. Pirates basketball. Raber across the midcourt line to the foul line. Hits the pass inside, grabbed by Speedy. His shot no good. Rebound going to be Fafour, grabbed inside by Speedy. Picks it out top. Now three-pointer up in the air by Bennett Wallach. That's going to be in and out no good. Rebound, however, going to be pulled down inside again by the Pirates. A putback going to be good on the rebound by Chet Troyer. Troyer, the offensive putback. And now a 9-0 Garaway advantage. 5:54 to play first quarter. Timeout called. This is Boys High School Basketball on WKOM.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all types of furnaces and air conditioning equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Palm Marine Hospital Auxiliary's 15th Annual Christmas Festival is taking place at the Berlin Grand Hotel in downtown Berlin. On Friday, December 6th from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturday, December 7th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Admission is $5 per person, with children 14 and under free. Prepare to be enchanted by a stunning array of over 100 beautifully decorated Christmas trees, wreaths, centerpieces, displays, and small furniture pieces, all available for purchase. All proceeds from the festival will directly benefit Palm Marine Hospital's mission of caring for our community's health. Patient care equipment and facility improvements that serve our community. Plan to attend Palm Marine Hospital Auxiliary's Christmas Festival on December 6th and 7th at the Berlin Grand Hotel.
Knights basketball out of the timeout. Pass by Kinsey goes right wing to Cooper Maltrich. Back inside now to Sprang on the right corner. Maltrich back in the right wing. Maltrich dribbles it back to Camacho in the corner. He'll dribble it right side. Picks it up. His pass goes out top and out of bounds. A little miscommunication that time on that throw. In pass to Billy Patton, and West Holmes has their third turnover.
And he just tried to squeeze that one over on the far side, but as soon as the ball left his hands, Patton cut and went the other way. And that's three turnovers for the Knights, and they got to find something to get on the board here and start to limit these turnovers.
None by comparison for the Pirates when they had the ball. Here's Speedy. Pass left wing now grabbed by Chet Troyer's pass inside, deflected by Camacho. Grabbed by Speedy. Here's a dribble to the baseline by Raber. Across the lane back to Bronson Speedy. His shot blocked by Camacho. Rebound pulled down by Billy Patton. Knights have it down 9-0. 5:10 to play first quarter. Maltrich to the right wing. Gets the handoff. Kinsey lobs it out top. Camacho. Left wing. Nate Sprang. Sprang holds onto it. Looking. Lobs it out top. Back to Zane Kinsey. On the right side. Camacho. Shovels it out top. Goes on the three-pointer by Patton up in the air. He'll knock it down. Billy Patton gets West Holmes on the board. Big shot there for West Holmes to get them off the shy pass. On the other end goes out of bounds. It's going to be off of Garaway, I do believe, and West Holmes is going to have the basketball.
Great job there by Patton. He got back, able to sit up there and knock it away so they couldn't get the shot off, but they are going to say it went off Patton.
So it will be Garaway instead with the basketball. Pulse inbounded to Raber. Head fake. Shot by Raber. Going to be no good. Gets a rebound and put back by Raber again. No good. Rebound going to be finally grabbed by Patton. He'll outlaw the pass out top to Maltrich. Knights basketball in transition. Maltrich gets the handoff to Nate Sprang on the right wing. Dribbles it. Out top Maltrich on the left side. Going to be grabbed by Billy Patton. Patton spins around. Shovels it on the right point back to Cooper Maltrich. Right on the foul line, Camacho. Camacho pulls it down, backs it in. Shot by Camacho. Off the glass is going to be good. Manny Camacho, his first two. West Holmes on a 5-0 run. Meanwhile, quick pass to the other end. Grabbed by Chet Troyer. He'll bank it up and in. Troyer has four. 11-5 lead for the Pirates. Knights basketball to the front court. Here's Patton on the right wing. Crossover to the foul line. 50-footer by Patton up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound going to be grabbed inside. He picked up by Tanner Rao. Pirates ball, three-pointer by Raber. Meanwhile, he'll knock it down for the left wing. Second three-pointer knocked down by Raber from the same spot.
Going back to that Patton missed shot, I would have liked to see him drive there. He didn't have anyone in the lane in front of him. I don't know if he was just more confident pulling up and taking the jumper there, but I think that the Knights got to work on a little bit of decision-making there.
14-5, Garaway. West Holmes basketball. Maltrich with it on the left wing. Pass inside. Grab now by Patton. Out top Camacho. Right wing. Three-pointer by Patton's up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound going to be chased down by Raber. Pirates ball to the front. Nice look inside. Goes to Chet Troyer. His shot rejected by Patton on the other end. Rebound to Zane Kinsey. And the Knights have it the other way. Here's Maltrich out top. Three-pointer by Maltrich. Going to be up in the air. He'll knock it down. West Holmes down 14-8. Cooper Maltrich from deep. Pirates with it on the other side. Three-pointer again by Raber. Going to be up in and no good. Rebound to the floor. Picked up inside by Cooper Maltrich. Knights basketball. Maltrich to the front court. 3 minutes to play in the quarter. Ball knocked loose and stolen away by Raber. Raber in transition to the bucket. His layup off the rim. Going to be no good. Rebound grabbed inside by Zane Kinsey. So the Knights will dodge that bullet after their fourth turnover. Maltrich pass goes front court to Sprang on the left wing. 2.5 to play first quarter. West Holmes ball and down by six. Out top to Camacho. Right side on the handoff over to Cooper Maltrich. Lobs it out top and in the hands now Billy Patton. Left wing back to Camacho. They'll work the ball around the perimeter. Pass inside though goes to cutting Cooper Maltrich out of bounds. And turnover on West Holmes, and that'll be their fifth.
If you're watching on the video stream, you might have just saw Patton getting back involved in that play after he was down on a knee tying his shoe in the corner. I don't think I've ever seen someone take a second while you're on the offensive end trying to get your shoe tied.
Right in the middle of a play, no doubt.
You don't want to trip up if you're get that ball, I guess. Right idea.
Raber has it for the Pirates on the right wing. Head fake and going to be a moving screen set. That'll be on Kingman Bear. First team foul on Garaway in the first turnover as well. So West Holmes has the basketball.
That could be a good look for the Knights here. You're looking to move through. Down 14-8, get a first turnover of the ball game. You're shooting well from beyond the arc. I'd stick with it.
And Knights have the basketball out top. It'll be grabbed now by Patton. Top of the key, Zane Kinsey. Back on the right side. Here's Cooper Maltrich with the basketball. Gets the handoff now. Over to Zane Kinsey to the foul line. Spins around, and he'll be fouled. Reaching foul is going to be called on Micah Yoder. Second team foul on Garaway.
Yeah, just kind of grabbing him there, trying to keep it in front of him. Mistake he made is he did it in open space when he wasn't right behind him. A lot of times you can kind of get away with a little bit of that and you can shield the referees from what you're doing.
Mike Yoder will have the seat now. Lofted the numbers, 5'10 junior checking in for the Pirates. Embedded out top goes to Manny Camacho. Right wing Sprang. Nice pass inside. Going to be grabbed by Patton. His layup no good. Rebound by Camacho. He'll be hacked on the arm. Manny Camacho to the foul line. The shoot two free throws. The 13th foul on the Pirates. Camacho using that size with the 6'7 frame to hit the offensive boards. That foul also will be called on Tanner Rao, his first personal.
I like what they're doing there. They use Camacho as a little bit of misdirection down low.
Free throws no good on the first attempt. Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting, serving you for the past 25 years. Located in Millersburg, serving the surrounding areas. Color text 330-695-3000 for all your roofing and spouting needs. Second free throw is good by Camacho. And he has 3 points. 14-9, Garaway. They had the ball. 1:40 to play in the quarter. Raber, left wing. Drive. Layup by Raber. Off the glass and good with the left hand. Raber has 8. 16-9, Pirates. West Holmes ball. Kinsey, left wing. On the dribble. Gets the hand off Patton. Patton dribbles it out top. Picks it up. Spins around. On the right wing, the Maltrich. Dumps it inside over to Camacho. He has this ball knocked away from him out of bounds. It'll stay with West Holmes, however, as Speedy is back in. Also back in is Bennett Wallach for Garraway. Out will be Tanner Rao. Also checking out is going to be Jackson Garber as well. Inbounded by Maltrich. Lobs it out top to Spring around the foul line now. Spring top of the key on the dribble. Now drive. Spring kicks it out top now. Into the hands of Patton. Gets the hand off of the right side. Dribble and runner up of the air by West Holmes. Zane Kinsey's no good. Rebound tipped to the hands of Bennett Wallach. Pirates ball to the front court. Three-pointer goes up in the air by Lofton. Numbers no good. Rebound to the four. Five-four grab by Speedy. His putback is going to be good off the glass. Bronson Speedy, his first field goal. He has 6 points, 18-9 Pirates. West Holmes ball, 50 seconds to go, first quarter. Maltrich, three-pointer for the right wing, is going to be off the mark. Rebound to Speedy. Pirates with the Speedy. Will take it himself across the midcourt line. Speedy, foul line, spins around, kicks the right side. Three-pointer goes up in the air by Numbers, no good. Rebound, chased down, and knocked out of bounds. Off of who? That'll be off the leg of Maltrich, who will stay with Garraway. Geibel checking back in. Out will be Kingman Bear for the Pirates. 32.6 seconds to play, first quarter. Raber inbounds it right wing to Speedy. Gets the handoff now to Bennett Wallach. As they'll spread the floor now. Maybe looking for that final shot. Wallach shovels into the hands of Raber right in front of the midcourt line. 20 seconds and counting, first quarter. Raber guarded by Sprague. Down to 15 seconds. Raber dribbles it. Down to the foul line. Lane. Up out shot by Raber. Going to be no good. Rebound tipped in the hands of Speedy. Back to Raber under the basket. Reverse layup by Raber. Up in the air. No good. Rebound out of bounds. Going to be off of Bronson Speedy. And West Holmes will have it with 4.5 seconds to go.
Enough time to at least set up a shot here. I don't think the Pirates are going to show much of a press here. Looks like Raber's going to check out. Like we said, we've seen these young players for West Holmes shoot very well in the JV ranks.
Inbounded to Kinsey. 3 seconds. Kinsey picks it up. Three-quarter court knocked away. Grabs it and does not get a shot off. At the end of one, it is Garraway 18, West Holmes 9. This is boys high school basketball on WKLM.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
EcoSeal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation, waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, EcoSeal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Just about ready for the start of the second quarter of action. On the floor for West Holmes, Billy Patton, Cooper Maltrich, Nate Spring, Manny Camacho, and Zane Kinsey. Out there for Garraway is going to be Jackson Garber on the floor. Bennett Wallach is out there as well. And Bronson Speedy joined by Tanner Rao as well as Brady Geibel. So Raber will have a seat to begin the second quarter for Garraway. West Holmes basketball, Maltrich with it, dribbles it out top. Ultras to the foul line. Pass to the corner goes to Spring. Spring to the baseline. His layup going to be blocked inside. And rebound corralled after the block by Jackson Garber. Garraway ball the other way. Rao has it on the right corner. Back inside of the corner over to the right post. Inside goes over to Bronson Speedy, who banks it up and in. Speedy has 8 points, 20-9 lead for Garraway. West Holmes ball. Here's Patton. Dribbles it to the baseline. He's bumped, and there'll be a foul called. Foul called along that baseline on Rao. First team foul on Garraway of the quarter. And Rao will pick up his second personal foul.
So far for the Pirates, they seem to be trying to just out-physical the Knights so far, either down on the offensive end or right there, just trying to make sure they're in between the West Holmes Knights and the basket they're trying to score on. And so far, their plan is working.
Camacho to the corner. Lost it out of bounds. That'll be a turnover. First quarter numbers courtesy of Jake Seidel. Bastol 2 of 5 on three-pointers for 40%. Garraway 2 of 6 for 33%. Bastol's 1 for 5 from two-point range for 20% shooting. Garraway 4 for 13 for 31%. Bastol's 1 for 2 for the foul line. The Pirates were 4 for 4 from the charity stripe. On the floor here, Garraway has the basketball. Wallach's pass goes left corner. Three-pointer by Geibel up in the air. No good. Rebound to the floor. Going to be chased down by Kenzie. Nice basketball. Kenzie on the left wing. Get the hand off to Maltrich. Maltrich out top. On the right wing, back to Patton. 1 minute into the second quarter. Patton to the foul line. Kicks it out top, back to Sprang. Sprang falls down. Going to be a foul, though. Foul on Speedy. Second team foul on Garraway. Speedy has his first personal foul. Garraway out rebounded West Holmes 13-9 in the first quarter. Five turnovers on West Holmes, one for the Pirates in that first quarter of action.
Speedy just going after that loose ball there, trying to pick up another takeaway, and just went into the leg of Sprang. He went down, but other than that, just trying to play physical.
Sprang has it on the right wing for the Knights. Dribbles it to the foul circle. Now out top, three-pointer by Sprang's up in the air, knocks it down. Nate Sprang is on the board. 20-12, Garraway. Pass inside, goes to Bronson. Speedy makes it in, and the foul in transition. Garraway getting out running very quickly, and that will be a foul on Patton, and Speedy to the foul line again for the chance for a three-point play.
Almost, it looked like Patton almost was going in there in slow motion for a second, made the contact. Whistle came as the ball goes through the hoop. But that's a clinic on how to draw the handle on from Speedy.
Speedy has 10 points, and an impressive start by him so far. For the 6'2 senior guard. That free throw up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound chased down by Sprang. Knights basketball down 22-12. Sprang on the right wing. Stutter step. Three-pointer. Sprang up in the air. Going to be knocked down. That looked nice. Nate Sprang.
We saw him do it in a few games last year. When Sprang gets hot from deep, he's going to be a threat.
Here's Raber. Drive. Runner by Raber. Left hand off the glass and good. Blaine Raber has 10. Pirates up 24-15. West Holmes ball. Here's Maltrich with it on the right wing. Maltrich dribbles it out top. On the left side, here's Kenzie. Kenzie to the foul line, juggles it, kicks the right wing, back over to Nate Sprang. Sprang to the baseline, spins around to the right block, head fake, shot by Sprang, off the glass, gonna be no good. Rebound by Sprang, has it tied up though by Geibel, and the arrow will point to Garraway. Stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you tonight by MRV Siding Supply. Blaze and Mullis reporting on all the area basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. So Pirates will have it on the back baseline. Half court pressure on by West Holmes. And Garraway has that 24-15 lead with 6:02 to play in the second quarter. Minute Wallach, 5'7 point guard across the timeline. Dribbles it now on the pass left wing, goes to Raber. Head fake. Raber, three-pointer goes up in the air, going to be knocked down. Blaine Raber, 5 of the quarter, 13 for the ballgame. 27-15 Pirates. Knights have it. Here's Maltrich out top to Kenzie. Thought about it. Dribbles it instead. Kenzie in traffic. Lost it and stolen away. That pass into the front court goes to Wallach. Tries to track it down and tries to save it. Can't do it. Out of bounds. Turnover the other way on Garraway. Just their second turnover after West Holmes coughed it up for the seventh time.
It seems like West Holmes is having a little bit of trouble there trying to drive in, losing the basketball at inopportune times. Of course, it's never a good time to cause a turnover, but the Knights have been trying to get some offensive zone time here, and they've lost a lot of good looks because they just can't keep a hold of the ball.
Sprang's pass goes left side to Cooper Maltrich. Maltrich to the foul line. On the right point, back to Zane Kenzie. He lost it. Picked up on the left side. Here's the dribble now by Preston Troyer on the game now for West Holmes. Goes out top to Nate Sprang. Sprang left wing. Three-pointer goes up there by Sprang. That's no good. Rebound hauled in by Wallach. Small sky on the floor. He has it for the Pirates. Nice look inside. Goes to a streaking Chet Troyer, who missed the layup. Rebound grabbed by Sprang on a nice no-look pass. That time by Wallach. Knights basketball. Maltrich, three-pointer for the quarter. Going to be in and out and no good. Rebound grabbed by Maltrich, though. His putback is going to be no good. Rebound to the four. Fought four. And going to be tied up. Arrow this time should point to West Holmes. So the Knights will have it. Now back in is Billy Patton for the Knights. And he will replace Zane Kenzie. In for Garraway, that's going to be Jackson Garber, replacing Bronson Speedy. 4:44 to play in the half. Knights basketball beneath their own backboard, trailing by 12. Into the corner of the pass goes to Keston McKinney in the game now also for West Holmes. Back out top to Patton. He'll find on the top of the key on the dribble. From the foul line, his Preston Troyer. Shot by Troyer's up in the air. He'll knock it down. Preston Troyer. His first two. Westall's back to within 10. Pirates basketball. Here's Wallach out top. Three-pointer by Wallach. Up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound in the corner. Chased down by Nate Sprang. Knights basketball trailing by 10. Sprang to the front court on the right wing. Sutter stepped down to the corner. 18-footer by Sprang up in the air. He'll knock it down. Nate Sprang now is up to 8 points in the second quarter. 27-19 Pirates, they have it. Here's Wallach to the foul line. Wallach, nice look inside, goes to Chet Troyer. His shot blocked by Patton, but Patton gets called for the foul. Second team foul on West Storms, and now Patton has his second personal.
Foul or not, that was a pretty block. He just went up there, got a hand on a ball, the ball through the wrist, able to knock it away. That's what I'd usually trade the foul for, the make him go to the line.
Good job challenging that shot. Chet Troyer, 6'4 senior, the left-hander, knocks down the first free throw. He has 5 first-half points. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Frederick player of the contest. That player receives a free t-shirt courtesy of Frederick Custom Apparel, Embroidery, and Screen Printing in Holmesville.
Gotta say, I am a fan of our t-shirt design this year.
Very nice. Did a great job over there. That free throw up in the air going to be no good. The second attempt, rebound tipped into the hands of Garber, and Garrelly retains possession. Rayburn now has it on the right wing. Spins around. Dust the pass to Troyer. Back to Rayburn under the basket. Head fake. Reverse layup going to be no good, but wave it off. Before that, he'll get called for the travel. Trying to find some room. It'll be the third Garrelly turnover.
That was great defense on the outside. Manny Camacho not letting him get a chance to move. Finally does get the pass off and just can't get underneath the basket to get the shot off before walking.
Troyer has it. Spin move by Troyer. Left-handed layup by Troyer. Off the glass and good. Preston Troyer. He has 4 points all in the second. Westall's back to within 7 at 28-21. Airway ball, three-pointer for the air. Going to be no good by Garber. Rebound hauled in by Keston McKinney. Knights basketball. Troyer now to the front court. Dribbles the right point. Troyer spins around to the lane, out top to Camacho. Right side to Maltrich. This three-pointer is going to be knocked down north of the net by the left-hander, Cooper Maltrich. He has 6 points and 2 3-pointers in the first half. Westall's down by 4. Here's Raber to the foul line. Pass inside. Proceed now by Chet Troyer. Back to Raber. Raber's 3 pointers up in the air, going to be knocked down.
Before that triple was made, that was a 9-4 run for West Holmes.
Raber has 8 in the quarter, 16 for the half, 31-24 Garraway. Westall's ball, 2:50 to play in the half. Here's Sprang with it, dribbles it out. Sprang, foul call before he took that 3-point shot. Yeah, apparently that's going to be on Garraway. Their third team foul. Raber's going to pick up his first personal foul. And Zane Kinsey checking back in for West Holmes, replacing Preston Troyer. He gave West Holmes some good minutes off the bench in the second quarter.
Yeah, well, don't be surprised to see Troyer maybe earn some more minutes after that. 2 for 2 in his first appearance of the season.
One of the many sophomores for this West Holmes team. McKinney has it now left wing for the Knights. McKinney looking past, just cutting Zane Kinsey. He'll back it up now on the dribble to the left wing. Has it knocked away and stolen. Now to the front court. Now dribble to the basket. Layup off the glass. Going to be good on the roll by Lofton Numbers in transition. His first two. 33-24 Garraway. Westholz has them all. 2:20 to play in the half. McKinney's pass to Sprang. Sprang high on the right. Shovels it out top to Camacho. Nice look inside to McKinney. His shot can be off the glass. Going to be no good. Rebound pulled down by Raber. Raber going to be bumped in. Foul is called on McKinney. Underneath the basket, 13th foul Westholz. McKinney has his first personal foul. 2:04 to play in the half. 33-24 Garraway.
The issue for the Knights here, you want to play physical, but you don't want to start seeing your players getting foul trouble. A lot shorter of a bench than Garraway has. And that can really spell disaster if you have some guys start getting in foul trouble here with just 2 minutes to go until halftime.
Raber has it for the Pirates out top. Dribbles it left wing. Raber drive, lane, dumps it inside, deflected. Now grabbed inside of the shot by Kingman Bear. Bear will bank it in. Kingman Bear, his first two. 35-24, Garraway with the lead. Westall with the basketball. Kinsey, drive, baseline, spins around. Pass goes out top, he'll throw it away. Raber has it on the other end. Raber. Pass inside, goes to cutting Bronson Speedy. His shot no good. Rebound grabbed by Raber. Back to Speedy. His shot blocked, but a foul is called in the process on Nate Sprang. 14 foul on Westholm. Spring has a second personal foul. And to the foul line, Bronson Speedy to shoot two more free throws.
This will be a 10-6 and 7 coming up for Speedy. And, you know, in the first two quarters, man, it's almost been like a tale of Jekyll and Hyde for the Westholm Knights. They've looked all world, but they've also given up some bad turnovers both quarters now.
Just like a young team does. First free throw is good. You'll have another one. The jewelry store in Millersburg has custom family jewelry with birthstones for each family member that will be used and appreciated by grandmothers, mothers, and daughters. Take advantage of sale prices now and order by December 11th for guaranteed Christmas delivery. Both free throws are good by Speedy. Westholz has the basketball. Into the front court. Pass by Montrich, who's left wing to Zane Kinsey. 1:20 to play in the half. Out top ball deflected away for Spring. Some contact, but no fouls called. And grabbed on the steal by Garber. He'll lay it up and in. Jackson Garber has his first two of the game.
I don't understand how that's not a foul. We saw Spring have his leg taken out from under him, and even on the trail.
3-point on the other end, going to be no good by Kenzie. Rebound grabbed by Bronson Speedy. Under a minute to play in the half. Speedy to the front court for the Pirates. Drive, baseline runner by Speedy. Off the glass, going to be good. Bronson Speedy, a huge first half. 41-24 lead for Garaway. Knights basketball. Here's Kinsey with it high on the right. 45 seconds to go. Adam McKinney on the right wing. McKinney spins around. Out top the pass to Camacho. Left wing to Cooper Maltrich. His pass past the corner goes out of bounds. Off the hands of Lost of Numbers, and it will stay with West Holmes. So Knights will have it on that far side as Preston Troyer's now back in.
Lost the scoreboard there for a second. Yeah. I was a little worried about that.
Kenzie will have a seat. Spring to inbound for West Holmes. And looking, gets a pass off. Into the hands of Preston Troyer. 30 seconds to play in the half. Troyer on the right wing. Dribbles it to the corner. Double team. His pass to McKinney. Back out top. Through the hands of Maltrich. He'll track it down near the midcourt line. Maltrich dribbles it down. 19 seconds to go on the left wing. His pass to McKinney. Back in the right side corner. Troyer has it. He'll be fouled on the reach-in on Bennett Wallach. 14 foul on Garaway. And Wallach will have his first personal foul.
McKinney really forced that foul there. He kind of stood there, set a great pick, and forced Wallach to make the contact there. Though if on the Knights, I think I'd rather play through that and try to get a shot.
Inbounded out top to Camacho. Back to Spring on the right wing. Spring out top, dribbles it. Spring lobs it to McKinney. Back in the corner, three-pointer by Troyer's up in the air. Going to be off the side of the backboard, no good. Rebound by McKinney. His shot rejected. Rebound by Troyer. They'll close it out for the first half. Halftime score from Garaway. It is Garaway 41. West Holmes 24. Back around the recap, the first half for you on WKOM.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Stabel Financial Services. After winning six state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Stabel knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Stabel Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Stabel Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
Since 1991, the Holmes County Education Foundation has awarded more than $9 million in scholarships to residents pursuing higher education. Scholarships for the 2021-2022 academic year will be available on our website at www.hcef.net starting in January. Holmes County residents and Holmes County high school graduating seniors may apply.
2025 will be here before we know it. Start the new year off right by enrolling in one of Buckeye Career Center's upcoming adult education courses. Earn your high school diploma and industry-recognized credentials for free through our adult diploma program. Upcoming ADP offerings include automotive engine repair, Ohio commercial pest control technician, drone license prep, welding, and manufacturing and warehousing associate. Also offering nail technician and plumbing in January. Call 330-339-2288 to enroll today.
Would you like to take down years of dental neglect? Our office has offered IV sedation dentistry for over 20 years that allows you to have multiple procedures done in one visit. It can be any treatment from multiple fillings, root canals, wisdom tooth removal, crowns, or all of the above. To find out more information, please visit our website, www.drbradwalsh.com, or give us a call. We wish all of our local athletes the best this winter sports season.
When searching for the perfect insurance to both fit your needs and budget, you want to deal with someone you know and trust. Hi, I'm Keith Troyer at Hobbins Insurance. Born and raised in Holmes County, I have been a teacher and a coach in the area my whole adult life. I am now an agent for Hobbins Insurance in Millersburg. I want to be your insurance coach, and at Hobbins Insurance, we have many avenues to assure you the best cost available. From auto to home to farm to business, we can take care of your needs at a price that can fit your budget. Call me at 330-674-9091 or visit HobbinsInsurance.com.
Are you looking for a bank that understands your local needs? Look no further than Kilbuck Savings Bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in financial success. At Kilbuck Savings Bank, we pride ourselves on offering personalized service tailored to you. We are a community bank that is large enough to help you achieve your goals while continuing to care about the communities we serve. We wish all teams the best of luck this season. KSB, a Bauer 5-star financial rated bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It is halftime in boys high school basketball from Garaway. The Pirates own a 41-24 advantage over the Knights. For Garaway, they outscore West Holmes 18-9 in the first quarter. And then Garaway would outscore West Holmes 23-15 in the second. And Garaway has that 41-24 lead at halftime. For Garaway, leading the way individually for them. Two players in double figures as Blaine Raber led the way. Raber was 4-for-5 from downtown, 2-for-8 from two-point range. Raber had 16 first half points. Also, Bronson Speedy in that first half. He was 4-for-7 from two-point range and also 6-for-7 from the foul line. Speedy had 14 first half points. Also, 5 points scored by Chet Troyer. Two apiece also for Jackson Garber, Kingman Bear, and Lofted Numbers, rounding out the Pirates' total of 41. For West Holmes, leading the way was Nate Sprang in that first half. As for Sprang, he was 2-for-4 from downtown, 1-for-4 from two-point range. Sprang had 8 points, all coming in the second quarter. Also, Cooper Maltrich was knocked down a pair of three-point shots. Maltrich going 2-for-4 from three-point distance, 0-for-1 from two-point range. Maltrich had 6 points. Also, 3 points for Manny Camacho, 4 points scored by Preston Troyer, and 3 for Billy Patton, running out the 24-point total for the Knights. Halftime score, Garaway 41, West Holmes 24. Now for the first half team numbers. Here's Jake Seidel.
Thanks, Matt. West Holmes in that first half of play, 5 of 12 from downtown for a scorching 42%. 4 of 13 from two-point land for 31%. 1 of 2 from the charity stripe for 50%. 18 rebounds and 10 turnovers by the Knights, who shot a combined 9 of 25 from the floor for 36% in that first half. Normally, you'd be pretty excited about shooting 36% in the first half. Well, you'll get Garaway. 4 of 11 from downtown for 36%. 11 of 22 from 2 for 50%. 7 of 9 from the charity stripe for 78%. 20 rebounds, 3 turnovers tonight by the Pirates. They're shooting a combined 15 of 33 from the floor for an astonishing 45%.
Individually, rebounding-wise for the Knights, it was 3 rebounds for Zane Kenzie, 3 boards also for Nate Sprang in the first half. For Garaway, leading the way, Blaine Raber had 5 boards, 2 at the offensive end. Also 5 rebounds for Bronson Speedy. He had 3 at the offensive end. 41-24 lead at the half for Garaway. For Garaway, it was really about Blaine Raber and Bronson Speedy kind of leading the way.
They did a great job getting open, getting down low, trying to get their shots off. Also, both with a couple offensive boards, able to keep their possessions alive. But you look at West Holmes, they started off slow and picked things up in the second quarter. Went on a 9-4 run to get it back within a 4-point game. And then after that, a 13-0 run by the Pirates really expanded this lead. This game is closer than 41-24. It's been played that way. It's just been a game of runs, which team's hitting the shots, which team's getting those offensive boards. It's not really been about who's playing better or worse. Both teams have had their moments. Both teams have had their disadvantages. But other than that, it's been a pretty consistent game.
For West Olds, they've shown they can do some things out there. You talked about they can score. They've got some athletes out there, and they showed that. But really, the turnovers, the unforced turnovers, was really what plagued West Olds.
And until late in that second quarter, they only had three turnovers in the second quarter. They finished with five. You can't turn the ball over 10 times a half and expect you're going to win. Garraway, they're holding on to the ball. Just three turnovers. That's what you got to do. You got to hold on to the ball. You got to hit your shots. And if you don't hit your shots, you got to get those offensive boards.
Halftime score, Garraway 41, West Olms 24. Back with the second half after this on WKLM.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
At First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community isn't just a slogan. It's how we do business each and every day. I'm Matt Miller, president of First Federal, and our goal is to empower your financial well-being and build a lasting relationship with you, your family, and your business. We're here to assist you every step of the way, from checking and savings accounts to mortgages and commercial loans. First Federal Community Bank, serving your banking needs in Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right. Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
If you are interested in helping a child or a grandchild prepare to pay for college, please call me, Rob Hovis, financial advisor at Millersburg Financial Services at 330-473-6025. I can help you set up a 529 college savings plan, which offers great tax incentives when the funds are used for qualified education expenses. Call or stop by my office at 212 North Washington Street in Millersburg.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Just about ready for the start of the second half. Reminder, this game is being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of our partnership with Claxon Communications. Aiden Garbrandt producing tonight's live stream coverage. Owen Garbrandt is working the cameras. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage for tonight's game. We're also, of course, on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Blaisdon Mullins back at WKLM Sports Central. Matt Coy alongside Jake Seidel for tonight's broadcast as we begin the start of the third quarter. Garraway has the ball. Going from left to right, here's Blaine Raber, who had 16 points in the first half. He'll dribble it. Goes out top of the pass now to Geibel. Right wing over to Troyer. Inside the Speedy. He'll back it in. Shot by Speedy off the glass and good. And now Bronson Speedy has 16 points himself in the game.
Speedy's shooting 5 of 8 from the floor so far tonight.
19-point lead for Garraway. Westall's ball. Here's Spring. Pass left wing to Zane Kinsey. Dribbles it out top. On the right side to Cooper Maltrich. And what? Whistle blown by the official. And going to be a foul called apparently on Garrowley away from the basketball. First team foul on the Pirates here of this quarter. Call that foul on Chet Troyer. That'll be his first. 43-24 Garrowley. Knights had the ball just into the third quarter. Springs pass goes to Zane Kinsey. He'll have it top of the key, working against Wallach. Gets the handoff of the right wing to Billy Patton. Patton to the foul line. Out top to Spring. His three-pointers up there are going to be no good. Rebound, fought for, and chased down by Raver. Pirates basketball. Here's Wallach to the front court. On the left wing, head fake. Out top goes to Raver. Raver to the foul line, to the lane. Up, out, up by Raver. No good. Rebound put back is no good by Chet Troyer. Rebound finally grabbed by Camacho. Knights basketball to the front court. Here's Patton. Into the corner, grabbed by Cooper Maltrich. Went off the official and into Maltrich's hand. Maltrich to the foul line. Lost it. Out top goes to Spring. His three-pointer's going to be in and out. No good. Rebound to the four. And it'll be out of bounds off of... They're going to see off of Geibel. So it will be West Holmes basketball. Good effort by Geibel as well as Manny Camacho going after that loose ball. Spring will now inbound the ball for the Knights. Shovels it out top to Zane Kinsey. Kinsey on the left wing. Patton now on the right side. Dribbles it out top. Comes to a jump stop. Patton hits the handoff out top to Maltrich. His pass goes to Kinsey. Kinsey to the foul line. To Lane. Poke loose. Grab the left side over to Billy Patton. Patton top of the key. His pass high on the right. Deflected. Now chased down by Maltrich near midcourt. Maltrich to the foul line. Hits the left corner. Three-pointer by Kinsey. Up in the air. Going to be way off the mark. Rebound goes to Camacho, but a foul is called in the process.
And I think he got pushed from behind there is what the indication was.
So foul on Garraway, it looks like. And that'll be again on Chet Troyer, his second personal. Knights again with it to inbound beneath their own backboard. Maltrich. Pass to the right wing. Goes to Kinsey. Kinsey to the corner. He'll find Spring out top. He'll pick it up. Spring. Pass right wing back to Zane Kinsey. Back out top to Nate Spring. Spring jab step, dribbles it, falls down. His pass to the floor, move after by Camacho. And going to be what? To be grabbed by Camacho and a timeout was called somehow. 5:54 to play in the third quarter, 43-24 advantage for Garraway. This is Boys High School Basketball on WKLM.
If you're looking for a nice-sized two-bedroom home that is a great alternative to buying a condo, then check out this property at 102 Quinn Circle in Millersburg. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $319,000. The home has a new kitchen with hard surface countertops and high-end appliances. The flooring has been replaced throughout the home, while the laundry off the kitchen has a separate room for folding and keeping cleaning supplies. Updated light fixtures and a fresh coat of paint has been added to the walls and trim. Located in the West Olds Local School District. For more information, choose a date and time to see this property, contact Daniel Miller at 330-763-4653 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
Stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by MRV Siding Supply. Blaze and Mullins reporting all the area boys and girls basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. Westall's ball out of the timeout. Spring to inbound. Pass out top to Billy Patton. He'll pick it up way too soon. It's a pass off. That's going to be thrown away. Turnover on the Knights, and that'll be their 11th of the game. So really had that possession for how long, Jake? And finally, new points and a turnover.
Not how you draw it up. And I think Patton felt the pressure and just knowing that they've given the ball up 10 times already, was trying to prevent that and walked right into number 11.
Pass to the right block to Speedy, backs it in. Speedy shot up in the air, going to be banked in. Bronson Speedy up to 18 points. He has four of those in the third quarter.
That's the second one of those Speedy's had in this third quarter. I don't know how he got it through the arms of Sprang.
45-24 Pirates. Knights have it. Sprang. Pass goes to Zane Kinsey. His pass right to the foul line to Camacho. He'll dribble it. Camacho backs it into the paint. Double team and... He'll be fouled by Chet Troyer, 13th foul on Garraway. That would be Chet Troyer's third personal foul.
Chet Troyer's been really a thorn in the side of the Knights offense so far, so it'll be interesting to see what they do with him off the floor here. It might open things up, but Jackson Garber's checking back in. It looks like Tanner Rao as well.
5:21 to play, third quarter. Knights to inbound, but he throwing backboard. Cooper Maltrich. Pass goes right to the foul line to Camacho. He'll find Keston McKinney. Pass inside, deflected back to the corner, goes to Patton. His three-pointer's going to be knocked down. Billy Patton hits it from deep. Patton's second three-pointer tonight. He has 6 points.
I think that counts as an assist for Sprang, right?
Yeah, why not? Pass by Wallach, dumps it inside, grabbed by Rao. His shot rejected by Camacho. Camacho got the rebound. Nice ball. Here's Sprang on the right wing. Out top, he'll throw it away. Wallach with the steal. Baseball pass by Wallach on the other side. Grabbed by Garber. His layup was going to be good. What a pass by Bennett Wallach. Garber now has 4 points. 47-27 Pirates.
He's 2 of 2 from inside the arc tonight.
Westholm's ball. Here's Maltrich on the left wing. Bounce pass. Knocked to the floor. And stolen away. Good tonight defense by Geibel. And he got a timeout after the turnover on Westholm's. 4.5 to play third quarter. 47-27 Garaway. This is boys high school basketball on WKLM.
Give the gift that provides peace of mind, protection, and security for your home and loved ones this holiday season by installing a Generac home standby generator. Whether it's for your home, your parents, or your children, contact Millersburg Electric today for a free on-site evaluation. And have the Generac standby generator providing 24/7 automatic power protection against possible severe winter storms and ice. Contact Millersburg Electric, Ohio's premier Generac generator dealer, or visit MillersburgElectric.com.
At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink player of the game. That player receives a free T-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville. And Pirates have it out of the timeout. Inbounded by Raber to Bennett Wallach. Wallach dribbles across the mid-quarter line, met defensively by Patton. His pass goes over to Raber. Lobs right on the foul line to Tanner Rao. On the right wing, back to Raber. Head fake. Raber backs it up. Crossover to the baseline. Reverse layup by Raber. Off the glass and good. 18 points, Blaine Raber. Now a 22-point advantage for the Pirates.
Well, you said it at halftime. You're like, wow, he is good. That's the best way you can describe it.
No doubt. Here's Patton. Dribbles it out top. Slips and falls down. Kind of lost his footing on the floor. And that'll be a turnover of the Knights. And that'll be the 14th turnover now on West Holmes. And they're going to try and wipe off that spot on the floor. Patton say, why didn't you wipe it off before?
Looks to be okay. A bit shaken up there, but looks to be no worse for the wear.
That's been the issue, though, tonight here, just in general for West Olsen. And we talked about a young team. They're going to do things like that. And obviously, this is early part of the season. And we've seen some good things here tonight. But again, the turnovers certainly have been the issue.
Yeah, that's unfortunately number 14. That's something you'll see a veteran player do. If that floor is wet, you're going to fall down. But just... It seems like these turnovers are happening in the wrong place at the wrong time all night.
Raber drive lane. He'll lay it up and in. Blaine Raber up to 20 points, 51-27 Garaway. West Holmes ball, 3:45 to play third quarter. Here's Maltrich on the left wing. Dribbles it out top. And going to be an illegal screen set by Manny Camacho. First team foul on West Holmes. Camacho his second. The Knights have their 15th turnover, and now their fifth of the third quarter.
The referee explaining that, yeah, he was set, but he wasn't when he was reaching out to set that up when the contact was made. Just stepping in front there, that's something you'd like to see cleaned up. That's just that, I think, frustration. You're just trying to get over there, set something up for your guy, and just a little too early.
Here's Raber, dump pass under the basket. Grabbed it, and a shot can be blocked inside by Camacho, and that shot by Kingman Bear. Knights basketball. Here's Maltrich, shouts up. On the right wing, back over to Patton. His three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound snatched away by Bronson Speedy. Knights ball. Make that Pirates basketball. Here's Raber with it. Raber draws. Layup by Raber. Going to be blocked by Maltrich, but they call him for the foul at the last second. Then Belden didn't think so. That'll be the second team foul on West Holmes, and now Maltrich has his first personal foul.
That was a trailing official that made that call. The official under the basket didn't make it. He must have saw something from his angle there. We're a little bit elevated looking at that at a bad angle, though.
Raber at the free throw line. He'll knock it down. Nothing but net. Raber up to 5 in the quarter. 21 for the ball game.
Got to give it to the Pirates. They're hitting their free throws, which has almost become a lost art in today's day and age of basketball.
Second free throw. No good. Rebound goes to Camacho.
And there's the broadcaster's jinx.
There's the jinx. Pass deflected, goes out of bounds, and West Holmes will keep the basketball with 3:04 to play third quarter, 52-27 Garaway.
It looks like Preston Troy are going to check back in. I said earlier, go 2 for 2 when you come in the second quarter. You might earn yourself a little more play time. I think Ben Belton wants to see what this kid can do.
Troyer has the top of the key, and along the left wing, pass goes to Sprang. Into the corner now. The dribble by Moultrie. Dribbles it out. Top three-pointer by Moultrie. Up in the air. He'll miss the shot. Rebound going to be chased down by Camacho. Lobs it out top. Goes to McKinney. He'll corral it. Now to Camacho on the left wing. Hands it off to Nate Sprang. Sprang drizzle top of the key. Gets the hand off to McKinney. Back of the corner now. The dribble by Troyer to the foul line. Out top to Sprang. Sprang dribbles it to the baseline. Runner by Sprang. Going to be partially blocked, but a foul is called on Tanner Rao. 14th foul on Garraway. Rao has his third personal foul.
That's a good run there by Sprang. We saw last year he liked to shoot the outside shot more, but there trying to get a step in front, run to the lane, and has a chance to go to the line and shoot too.
Sprang at 8 first half points, looking for his first point of the third quarter. That's going to be up in the air, going to be knocked down. Simply pull in and remain in your vehicle. Let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. And while you're there, ask for a Starbright Unlimited car wash plan and take care of the outside of the vehicle as well. Done fast, done right in your back of the road. Southside Quick Lube, State Route 83 in Millersburg. Second free throw also good by Nate Sprang. He has 10 points now tonight. 52-29 Garraway, and they have the ball with 2.5 to play third quarter. Here's Blaine Raber with it for the Pirates. Into the front court, guarded by Patton. Raber dribbles behind his back. Gets the hand off. Here's Speedy. Drive to lane. Nice dump pass inside. Layup off the last is good by Kingman Bear. Good offense that time for the Pirates. Bear has 4. 54-29 Garraway. Nice ball. Here's Patton to the baseline. Spins around to the corner. His pass to Moultrie. Out top to McKinney. On the left wing, to Preston Troyer. Troyer dribbles it out top. Falls down. Picked up by McKinney. Pass whipped inside to Camacho. His layup is good.
His first point since the first quarter.
5 points overall for Camacho. 54-31 Garraway. Here's Raber. 3-pointer up in the air by Raber. Going to be knocked down. Nothing but net. Blaine Raber makes it look too easy.
5 of 6 from downtown tonight. Those are nights you get maybe once a season, sometimes maybe once a career. But Raber makes it look easy. He had a few last year. I wouldn't be surprised to see him have a few this year.
Knights with it. Here's Patton. Falls down. Gets a pass off just in time in the hands of now Preston Troyer on the left wing. Troyer dribbles it. He slips and falls, but he'll be fouled. Foul called on Jackson Garber. That'll be the 15th foul, so it should be a bonus situation. Garber will pick up for him. That'll be his first personal.
And you don't like to see that. Troyer holding on to his arm. I don't know if it's a stinger, but he looks to be in some pain. He's going to have to shoot here as he's doubled over.
It is his left arm, but still getting through that pain. He'll corral the basketball, and he will fire it up. It is going to be good. Troyer now has 5 points this evening. 57-32 Garraway. 1:25 to play in the third, but the Pirates really have opened up this lead in this third quarter.
Like we said, the turnovers have been the difference. When West Holmes has gotten close, they've coughed up the ball in inopportune times.
Second free throw, no good. Rebound goes to Garber. And after he got the rebound, he was fouled by Troyer, trying to seal it away from him. 13 foul on West Holmes, and Troyer has his first personal foul. Back right alongside Jake Seidel for the broadcast. This game being video live streamed on YouTube, courtesy of the Claxon Communication Team. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Blaisdon Mullins back at WKLM Sports Central. Pirates basketball. Here's Micah Yoder out top on the right wing. Grabbed now by Jackson Garber. 3-pointer for the air by Geibel from the top of the key. No good. Rebound. Grabbed under the basket by Bronson Speedy. He'll bank it up and in. Speedy with 6 in the quarter, now 20 for the ballgame.
That's his 4th offensive board. And he's shooting 70% from two-point range tonight.
Knights with it. Here's Moultrie, top of the key. 3-pointer going to be knocked down. Cooper Moultrie, his 3rd 3-pointer tonight. 9 points for him. 59-35, Garraway. They have the ball here. Speedy to the baseline. His shot partially blocked. Rebound by McKinney. Now to Camacho. Knights basketball. 40 seconds to play in the third quarter. Goes over to Patton. Patton dribbles it to the baseline. Under the bucket. Patton picks it up. Off-bound shot by Patton. In and out. No good. Rebound to Speedy. 30 seconds to play in the third quarter. Speedy to the front court. Pass goes to the corner now. Goes out top. 3-pointer by Garber. Going to be knocked down. Jackson Garber from deep. He has 7-5 at the quarter. 62-35 Pirates. Knights have it. 15 seconds to go in the third. McKinney on the right wing. Out top to Camacho. Gets the hand off to Patton out top. Back in the left wing, received by Cooper Muldrich. Dumps inside to Camacho, double teamed. Ill-advised pass will be stolen away. 1 second to go, and that's going to do it here for the third quarter. At the end of three, Garaway 62 and West Olmos 35. This is boys high school basketball on WKLM.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester. Boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community. Stop by Rhodey's IGA Marketplace throughout the holiday season. They are your local holiday baking supply headquarters, from flour to sugar to their big nut display for candy making and desserts. Plus, don't forget about their custom-made holiday fruit baskets, gift baskets, party trays, and cheese trays for companies or individuals. They even offer gift cards. Whatever your needs are this holiday season, stop by Rhodey's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Garaway outscored West Holmes 21-11 in that third quarter of action as they get set for the start of the fourth quarter of play. It'll be Garaway ball first at side court to inbound. Going to be West Holmes basketball. Knights will have it instead, and Muldrich will inbound the ball. There's the whistle. Muldrich lobs in the backcourt to Zane Kenzie. Kenzie dribbles it, working it across the midcourt. Has it out top. Shovels it high on the left side. Received now to McKinney. McKinney to the foul line, backs it in. Out top to Billy Patton. Patton to the foul line. Hands it off to Muldrich. Muldrich to the foul line, backs it in. Pass pass to McKinney to the baseline. McKinney shot up in there, going to be no good, but he's fouled. Foul on Speedy. First team foul on Garaway. Speedy has his second personal foul. Third quarter numbers courtesy of Jake Seidel, where West Holmes was 2-for-6 from three-point distance for 33%. Garaway 2-for-3 for 67%. West Holmes was 1-for-3 for two-point range for 33%. Garaway 7-for-12 for 58% shooting. Garaway also 1-of-2 for the foul line. And West Holmes 3-of-4 for 75% in the third. The Knights out rebounding the Pirates 8-5. Six turnovers, though, for West Holmes, and none for Garaway in that third quarter. First free throw good by McKinney. Second free throw no good. Rebound, however, grabbed by Nate Sprang, and the Knights will keep possession of the basketball. We're in the fourth quarter. Sprang to the foul line. Runner by Spring, partially blocked by Speedy. Rebound putback is going to be no good by Camacho, and he'll be fouled by Brady Geibel. Second team foul on Garaway. Geibel now has his first personal foul. Camacho now to the foul line.
Camacho 1-of-2 from the charity stripe. Really right place, right time for him. Sprang had that one blocked from behind as he's going to the hoop right there to clean it up on the offensive board.
First free throw attempt no good by Manny Camacho. Has one more to go. Camacho is 6'7", junior, averaged just over 5 the game last year. That free throw is going to be no good. Missed them both. Rebound is to Bronson Speedy. Pirates basketball. Speedy to the baseline. Pass across the lane to Geibel. Geibel against Camacho. Backs it into the paint. His shot going to be partially blocked by Camacho. Camacho got the rebound as well. Now Muldrich has it for the Knights on the right wing. Muldrich to the corner, step back, three-pointer, going to be no good off the glass. Rebound by Camacho, his step back going to be no good, but he'll be fouled. And again, Camacho fouled this time by Speedy, and he'll have two more free throws coming his way, with West almost trailing 62-36.
That was Camacho's 10th rebound. Four of them have been on the offensive end tonight for the 6-7 forward.
Call that ungiveable, his second personal. 13 foul on Garaway. Free throw going to be no good, though, by Camacho. Stay tuned immediately following the game for a high school scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you tonight by MRV Siding Supply. Blaisdell Mullins reporting all the area basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. Second free throw by Camacho. That's up in the air. That's going to be good. Camacho has 6 points this evening. He'll check out in is Preston Troyer.
Looks like he's okay after going out. Fell down on his arm hard after a foul. Came out, checked on him. Looks like he's going to be okay to go.
Good to see that. 62-37 Garaway. They had the ball. Here's Wallach to the foul line to the lane. They by Wallach, can be partially blocked. Rebound grabbed inside by Preston Troyer. Knights with it to the front court. Received by Patton, high on the left side. Patton, nobody guarding him. Spins around to the lane. Head fake. His shot blocked, though, by Speedy. Rebound going to be picked up by Lofton Numbers. Too long on the pass, though. It was out of bounds. Now it was saved somehow. Now across the lane, back to Numbers, and Gary will keep it in play. Three-pointer from the top of the key, meanwhile, by Wallach. He'll knock it down. Left it wide open. Wallach buried it from the top of the key.
Just his first make tonight, but you leave him open like that, he's going to have a good chance to make it.
Patton has it for the Knights out top now to Kinsey. Has it poked loose out of bounds by Bennett Wallach. It'll stay with West Holmes. 65-37 Garaway.
Looks like Raver's going to check back in. 24 points so far and six boards.
Timeout called. 65-37. Garaway has the lead. 6:16 to play. This is Boys High School Basketball on WKLM.
When you're thinking of the right accessories to add to your home, think Copper Freak Hardware Products at MRV Siding Supply. With Copper Freak Hardware, you won't find better quality at twice the price. In fact, you'll get great value for builder-grade door hardware. Plus, all Copper Freak Hardware is backed with a lifetime mechanical warranty and a 5-year warranty on all finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink player of the game. That player receives a free T-shirt, courtesy of Thread and Ink Custom Apparel, Embroidery, and Screen Printing in Holmesville. Well, for the first game of the season, Garaway, as we mentioned, a lot of guys that certainly looking to get more experience this year as well, but they've had a fairly impressive performance.
Like we said, they had a little extra time this year than they did last year after going to the state semifinal to get these guys ready after football season, but they're firing all cylinders so far, and they're moving it around, but by far, Blaine Raver, 24 points, like I said, six boards. He's been a machine tonight.
Knights have it out of the timeout. Maltrich, pass goes to Nate Sprang on the right wing. Sprang dribbles it to the foul line to Lane, who's up there, comes back down, and apparently he was fouled in the process. So that's going to be the 14th foul on Garaway. And Sprang is at the foul line. The foul going to be slapped on Micah Gooder. His second personal foul. Sprang with 10 points on the evening.
2-for-2 so far tonight from the stripe.
They get 3-for-3 as he buries that one. Up to 11. 65-38, Pirates with the lead. Now one more free throw to go for the 6'2 sophomore. That's going to be in and out. No good. Rebound ripped down by Blaine Raver. Pirates ball. Pass by Numbers. Goes right wing. Over to Micah Yoder. Back in the corner. Three-pointer up here by Bennett Wallach. Going to be off the mark. Rebound to the corner. Grabbed by Raver. Head fake. Raber dribbles it to the baseline. Reverse layup off the glass and good. Raber has 26 points, 67-38 Garaway.
Made 10 baskets tonight.
Three-pointer by Maltrus on the other end. Going to be in and out, no good. Rebound to the four. Going to be a foul called. Going after the rebound, Blaine Raber was going after it. And he was fouled by two different Knights players who sandwiched him between Troyer and Zane Kinsey. And I call that foul on Kinsey. That'll be his third first-team foul on West Holmes. Raver just one of those guys that seems to do nothing wrong out there.
Yeah, he's playing out of his mind tonight. I'll be interested to see later on in the season. I'm sure we'll see him one of the games against Highland, how he matches up with that defense.
Here's Wallach with it out top. On the right wing, here's Numbers. Numbers to the foul line. 15-foot up in the air, going to be no good by Lofton Numbers. Rebound, however, grabbed by Chet Troyer. His putback is good. Troyer has 7, 69-38 Pirates. West Holmes ball. Here's Sprang to the foul line, to the lane. His layup going to be off the glass. No good. Rebound to Chet Troyer. Here's Wallach on the fast break. Lobs it inside to Blaine Raber. His layup is going to be good. Raber doing it all. He has 28 points. Timeout called. 5:06 to go. Garaway 71, West Holmes 38. This is Boys High School Basketball on WKLM.
MEB Systems, area's flat roof specialist. MEB Systems also offers retrofit solutions for low-slope metal roofs. MEB Systems counts it as a privilege to serve our community and beyond with the highest level of customer service and top-notch workmanship. Let them not only learn your business, but also your trust. When it comes to your roof, trust your local experts who believe if it's a job worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
Pirates had the big lead in this fourth quarter on that timeout. As we talked before, kind of going into this game, yes, Garaway has some inexperience early on the season, but they still have a couple guys they can lean on, Blaine Raber being one of those guys.
Shooting 11 of 19 combined from two-point and three-point range tonight. He's shooting 5 of 6 from three-point range and just under 50% at 6 of 13 from two-point range. When you have a night like that, you can play out of your mind. That's really going to help your team win. I mean, look at, I'd almost compare it to what Donovan Mitchell did. When you can really take charge, put your team on your back, and it'll open up a lot of other guys for you to get open.
Knights have it out of the timeout. Here's Spring with it on the right wing. Dribbles it to the foul line. Spring drive, lane. Left-handed layup by Spring off the glass. In good. Spring has 13 points. West Ole's down 71-40. Pirates have it. Under 5 minutes to play. Bennett Wallach out top. On the left wing. Baseball pass out top. The dribble now by Jackson Garber. His layup is good. Garber has 9. 73-40 Garaway. Knights with it. Here's Kinsey to the corner. His pass thrown away. There's the steal by Bennett Wallach. Wallach on the fast break. Backs it up down to the right wing. Pass to the corner now. Drive by Garber. On the left side, the dribble by Tanner Rao. Dribbles it to the corner. Dumps it inside now. Grab now by Chet Troyer. His pass to a cutting teammate. That's going to be Kingman Bear, who lays it up and in with the left hand.
He's 3 of 4 tonight. We saw Garber earlier. He's 3 of 3 from two.
Here's Spring, a runner on the air. Going to be no good. Inside the paint. Rebound grabbed by Garber. Here's Wallach. Dribbles behind his back. Nice pass inside. What a look is there to Kingman Bear. He'll lay it up and in. And I tell you what, Bennett Wallach may only have 3 points, but he's handling that basketball pretty well.
He can handle it. He can move it around. And when he's open, he can shoot. We saw him go off in a few games last year.
Pass into the basket of the Nate Spring. He'll bank it up and in. He has 5 in the fourth quarter. Nate Spring, 15 for the ballgame. 77-42 Garaway. And now a timeout by the Pirates, it looks like, with 3:32 to play.
We're going to take one of those substitution timeouts just to get some other guys in there.
They'll do just that. Again, this game being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxton Communication Team of Aiden Garbrandt and Owen Garbrandt. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio for the live stream coverage for tonight's game. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Hero A ball. A dribble to the baseline by Bear. His shot for the right block by Bear. Up in the air, he'll knock it down. 8 points for Kingman Bear. 79-42, Garaway. Knights with it. Here's Maltrich to the baseline. Spins around. Nice look inside to Keston McKinney, who banks it up and in. McKinney has his first two. Pirates have it. 3 minutes to go. The dribble by Micah Yoder. Cross-court pass. To Tanner Rao. Back in the corner now. The Garber. Dumps it right post. Goes inside. The dribble by Kingman Bear. He'll get called for traveling, though. That'll be just the fourth turnover tonight on Garaway.
First in the second half. And we've got the running clock now, Matt, with the 79-44 lead.
Knights will have it. Nate Spring to the front court. Spring stutters up down to the foul line. Spring has it stripped away. There's a steal. Into the front court, loft the numbers, bounce pass, knocked away, back to numbers. He'll back it up to the right wing. Nice look inside, though. Finds Kingman Bear. Here, shot rejected by Spring. Rebound by Bear, though. He'll put it back up. Going to be no good. Rebound goes to Billy Patton. Westall's ball into the front court. Pass by Maltrich to the corner to McKinney. Back to Maltrich. His three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound to the floor. Tipped in the hands of Lofton Numbers. Pirates with it to the front court. Back on the left wing. Three-pointer by Tanner Rowles up in there. Going to be no good. Rebound knocked to the floor. Grabbed by Lofton Numbers, who lays it up and in. Numbers has 4, 81-44 Garaway. 150 and counting. Knights with it. Here's Spring out top. On the left wing, the Cooper Maltrich. Walters to the hook, loose reach and foul called. That'll be on Jackson Garber. 15 foul on Garraway. And Garber has the second personal foul, so it should be a bonus situation. 1:35 to go. All Garraway tonight up 81-44. West Knowles plays again Friday at Lexington, their first OCC game, and Garraway on Friday against Malvern at home.
That's a Lexington team that has lofty goals, not just the OCC, but I think with the expanded divisions, they think they can make a deep run in the tournament.
Yeah, they should be outstanding. That free throw good by Cooper Maltrich, up to 10 points now tonight.
Noah Getchy and Quincy Camacho check in. Looks like Preston Troyer on the bench.
Free throw up, going to be good. Cooper Maltrich buries them both. 11 for him. Of course, the running clock under a minute to go. 81-46 is the score in favor of the Pirates. They have the ball. Micah Yoder, 5'10", junior guard. Dribbles it across midcourt, 40 seconds and counting. He'll find Garber high on the right, back into the hands of Lofton numbers, 34 seconds. Now with it high on the right side, back over to Garber. Down to 28 seconds to go. Micah Yoder dribbles it, lobs it right wing. Grabbed by Rao. Back out top of the basketball, the Lofton numbers, 19 seconds to play. Numbers backs it up high in the left. Final 13 seconds. Garraway looking to dribble out the clock and pick up their first victory of the year in the season opener at home. 5 seconds. Out top, Micah Yoder down to 3 seconds to play, and that will do it. Garraway gets the victory on their home floor by a final margin of 81-46. Garraway now to 1-0. West Holmes drops the record to 0-1. Again, the final, Garraway 81, West Holmes 46. Back to wrap it up after this on WKLM.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Hobron's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
Pomerain Hospital Auxiliary's 15th Annual Christmas Festival is taking place at the Berlin Grand Hotel in downtown Berlin. On Friday, December 6th from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturday, December 7th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Admission is $5 per person, with children 14 and under free. Prepare to be enchanted by a stunning array of over 100 beautifully decorated Christmas trees, wreaths, centerpieces, displays, and small furniture pieces, all available for purchase. All proceeds from the festival will directly benefit Pomerain Hospital's mission of caring for our community's health. Patient care equipment and facility improvements that serve our community. Plan to attend Pomerain Hospital Auxiliary's Christmas Festival on December 6th and 7th at the Berlin Grand Hotel. Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit CSB1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Bowman & Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
It is the final tonight in the season opener at Garaway. The Pirates get the win 81-46 over the Knights as Garaway led 18-9 after the first quarter and never looked back. They led 41-24 at halftime, 62-35 through three, and Garaway gets the win 81-46 over West Halls. For Garaway leading the way, that was Blaine Raber. And the senior guard was outstanding. Blaine Raber going 5-for-6 from three-point distance. He was also 5-for-13 from two-point range and 1-for-2 from the foul line. Blaine Raber led all scorers with 28 points. Also, Bronson Speedy on the night had a big one, had a great night as well, as Speedy would finish up going 7-for-11 from two-point range and 6-for-7 from the foul line. Speedy finished up with 20 points for Garaway. Also double figures was Jackson Garber off the bench. As for Garber, he would finish up going 1-for-2 from three-point distance, 3-for-3 from two-point range, as Garber would finish up with 11 points. 8 points scored by Kingman Bear, 7 for Chet Troyer, and 3 points for Bennett Wallach. 4 points scored by Lofton Numbers, and an healthy Garaway total of 81. For West Holmes, one player, two players in double figures, and leading the way was Nate Spring. Spring was 2-for-5 from three-point distance, 3-for-8 from two-point range, and 3-for-4 from the foul line. Spring had 15 points. Also in double figures was Cooper Maltrich. Maltrich was 3-for-9 from three-point distance, 0-for-1 from two-point range, 2-for-2 from the foul line. Maltrich had 11 points. Also, 6 points scored by Manny Camacho, 6 points for Billy Patton, and 5 points for Preston Troyer, 2 points for Keston McKinney, rounding out the Knights' total of 46. Final score, Garaway 81, West Holmes 46. Now for the final team numbers, here's Jake Seidel.
Thanks, Matt. West Holmes in the ballgame shot 7 of 21 for 3 for 33%. An 8 of 23 from the floor for 35%. A combined total 15 of 44 for 34%. Meanwhile, Garaway 7 of 17 for 41% from beyond the arc. 26 of 46 for 57% from two-point land tonight. A combined total, and this might be the best shooting percentage I've ever seen in a high school basketball game. 33 for 63 for 52%. An outstanding shooting performance for Garaway. West Holmes 9 of 16 for 56% from the charity stripe. Pirates went 8 of 11 for 72%. Pirates out-rebound the Knights 35 to 34. West Holmes at 18 turnovers compared to 4 by the Pirates tonight.
Individual rebounding leaders for Garaway leading the way. Blaine Raber had 8 rebounds, 3 at the offensive end. 8 boards for Bronson Speedy. He had 4 at the offensive end. And for West Holmes leading the way, 10 rebounds for Manny Camacho. He had 4 at the offensive end to go along with his 6 points. And also 4 boards for Nate Spring. It is the final, though. Garaway gets the win 81-46. And Garaway led 41-24 at the half and really extended things throughout that in the second half of play. And for the Pirates, really led by the Blaine Raber as well as the Bronson Speedy show tonight.
It was that. They did a great job. You could not stop Raber this evening. Like I said, he was shooting out of his mind. He only missed one shot from three. He was just under 50% from two-point land. He was a couple rebounds away from a double-double. It seemed like any time he touched the ball, they were going to score, and they took advantage of those 18 West Holmes turnovers. We don't really keep track. It's hard to do that when you're calling a game of points off turnovers. But I would wager guess they were somewhere between 15 and 20 points off turnovers tonight.
And that was the difference tonight. We saw some good things by Garaway, by West Holmes, I should say, tonight. And Nate Sprang finished up with 15 points, had a solid night. Cooper Walters had 11. So some good things by West Holmes, but again, the turnovers certainly being the big difference.
The turnovers and really not being able to get off the easier shots, like those 15-footers, missing some open three-pointers and layups. This is a West Holmes team, a very young West Holmes team, but that only means they can only go up from here. Like we said, when these guys get some more varsity experience, and believe me, they're going to get varsity experience in the OCC. You look at Lexington, Madison's has a program on the rise. Ashland's usually got a pretty good program. They're going to face some tough competition, and it's going to mature these guys up. And you know, maybe not this year, maybe next year, they could be at one of those squads competing for an OCC title.
Tonight's Thread and Ink, co-players of the game for Garaway. It's going to be Blaine Raber, of course, with the game high of 28 points. Blaine Raber, our Thread and Ink player of the game. And for West Holmes, it'll be Nate Spring, who had 15 points. He'll also be our Thread and Ink players of the contest. For Garaway, of course, with the win, they go to 1-0. They'll play on Friday, a home game against Malvern. And for West Holmes, dropping to 0-1, they'll play on Friday on the road against Lexington. And for us, for WKLM girls basketball tomorrow, it'll be Chippewa at Highland on the radio and also on the internet. Airtime 6:35. Friday, boys basketball, Dover is at Highland. And also Saturday, two games coming away, both girls games. Highland at Indian Valley in the afternoon and Wayndale at West Holmes Saturday night. Both those games will be live streamed on YouTube on Saturday, so stay tuned for that. We want to thank our video live stream partners from Claxon Communications, Aiden Garbrandt and Owen Garbrandt, allowing us to bring you this live stream coverage for this evening. Also, thanks to Blaisdell Mullins back at WKLM Sports Central. For Jake Sino, Wyatt McCoy, stick around for after the game. We'll have high school scoreboard of all the area scores for you every 15 minutes all the way until midnight. Again, the final, it was Garaway 81 and West Holmes 46. So long, everybody.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection. WKLM.